Is that some?
Sure. Oh. One of a 14-to-1 Asian family lived in Frenchwood. Brixton Road, right? He'd be 30, 35 with his wife, right? And I were running a bit of gang, right? Some call it Monks' gang, some call it Old Man's gang, but whatever. He was playing up Little Park. And there were some dickheads that lived in Roman Road. Our Pauline's age at school. When they were in our Pauline's class, I won't mention their names, but they were in our Pauline's class at school. Started a Ku Klux Klan. Right? So I walked apart one day and this little Asian fella come crying, he was crying his eyes out much. You are bloody gang, you. I said, well, yeah. You've got to bloody help me and all this, like. I said, well, yeah, bloody sure you. So he took me to his house. His wife's just come home with a newborn baby, and these bastards threw a brick through his window, right? And she has her back to bent all window, sat on a settee, breastfeeding the baby, right? She's not cut it, but little scratches all over the baby's face, and her arms and everything were glass splintered and hit her. So I said to him, I said, I know he's done that. I said, it's that bastard and his mates in Roman Road. I said, we're going to wait for him, autumn. You know, bleach, and how crumbly it is. So we're going to wait for him. I said, we're doing that part, so we're going to level him. So we're all hiding in bushes. So he comes walking home, this mush. We dived on him and battered him to a pulp. And they said, right, I said, never mind, right, drag him up here. He's screaming his head off, so we're giving him a slap a lot. And we tied him into a tree at the corner of the park. Tied his feet at the bottom of the tree and his arms behind the tree like fucking Indians, like they all gnashed. I said, I'll show you what we're going to fucking do. Teach you, you bastard. I took this newspaper out of his shirt, scrumpled it up right bottom and piled all these dried leaves round him. I said, there's only one gang round here. I said, and that's theirs, not yours. I said, you remember this, you bastard. And I lit the newspaper. Honest to God, I'm not telling you a word of a lie now, I lit the newspaper. All police piled round him and we gnashed. He was screaming his head off. When a fella come over from work, and I know the same fella lived on James Street, he were a moulder, come running up, knocked all the leaves to one side, and cut string at the bottom of his pant legs. All his overalls were on fire a lot, his socks were scorched, and ankles and lot were burnt. Telling you. Cut him loose, there were one bit of trouble. A few years ago, when these kids were, I think they were at St. Augustine School, they were playing it back when they bashes through his stones, don't you remember?
Yeah.
And then, I think it was our Laura went to Gold's shop when she went, them and them bashes were throwing stones at us.
No, wait, we were walking to the shop on Bonfire Night and they threw a firework at Broly, remember? They said,
oh, but then, I'm on about them that were throwing stones at you in garden when they were walking up from school, remember?
Yeah, I remember now.
And I said, well, I did nice bit time, like they told me, and I gone to, they'd run up back to Frenchwood Club. Well, we lived back to Frenchwood Club then.
It hit Cheryl, didn't it, that stone in the face?
So I always said, them, and they're hanging around at the corner of Brixton Road and Bench Road, near Gorrell Shop. She went, them and them there, so I flew her to me. I said, you little bastards. I said, I'll kick your bastard asses all the way down. I said, I'll throw you through your frigging front windows if I find out where you live and all this. And there's an old mush walking down with your beard. My walking stick. And he went, what's the row? I said, these gets here. I said, they've been throwing stones and they bit my daughter and cut her forehead. Throwing stones coming home from school. And he set about a mistake, ranting and raving, going down straight in the room. I promise you, he said, did not bloody bother you no more. Whether something's been said from all them years ago and it's been passed down, because all old Asian people round there, all old fellas with beards and all this, they all say, hello, hello. We'll say, hello, lunatic fireman. But he didn't half, did he? He didn't half walk these kids, never bothered my kids again.
Might be the same bloke.
Never know.
It's interesting, that art.
But there were no trouble. Yeah. See, when I was a kid, there were no racial. These had never been fetched up to know any racialism. One West Indian family in Roman Road and one Asian family.
Was that Harry, the West Indian?
No, that he'd come later on in Selborne, so he didn't Harry, but... Yeah, I thought I can't be doing me out like that. Not only that, but it were my area around here, not theirs. You know what I mean? It was a little bit of looking after ourselves and sticking a bit at booting because of. But I mean, you can't have kids being here like that, can you? No. Do some dickhead?
No.
I mean, Ku Klux Klan, I mean, come on, I ask you. They treat seals in Wales better than that, don't they? Now you can switch it off.
Good one.